حج the pillar of Islam. حج the pillar of Islam. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our program. Alhamdulillah. Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. If you can remember in the previous episodes, we were talking about the importance of Hajj. And also we were talking about the blessings of the beautiful cities of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Today a new topic inshallah Azza wa Jal we'll be talking about. And today we're going to be talking about the lessons of Qurbani. What lessons do we learn from the sacrifice that we give on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah? Throughout the world, Muslims alhamdulillah sacrifice an animal in honor to celebrate and to follow the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah, Sayyiduna Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Sayyiduna Ismail, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. But what lessons do we learn from this sacrifice? What lesson do we learn from this very beautiful and famous incident throughout history? Inshallah, that's the lesson we're going to try to learn what we are, alhamdulillah, we're going to watch this program. But before we do anything, let's start off with the blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There's a very beautiful hadith quoted in Mu'jam Awsat in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites durood upon me, his durood reaches me. And then I make dua for him and Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him with 10 extra good deeds as well. It's a beautiful way of earning good deeds, a beautiful way to get close to our Rabb Azza wa Jal is to recite durood upon the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now if you remember that Dhul Hijjah al-Haram is that blessed month in which Muslims we celebrate Eid al-Adha, but we also give a sacrifice, a qurbani in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why do we give qurbani? What lessons do we learn from the qurbani? Let's start off with that dream of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, in this month, on the 8th night of Dhul Hijjah al-Haram, he sees a dream in which he is ordered by Allah Azza wa Jal to sacrifice his one and only son, Sayyiduna Ismail ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And then this dream happened on the 9th night as well and the 10th night as well. So on the 10th day, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he goes to his son and he explains the dream to him. And he says, my son, this is the dream I had. It is a command from Allah Azza wa Jal. And it says about Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, in return, what he replies to his beloved father Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in Surah As-Safat, verse number 102. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he says that I saw a dream in which I am sacrificing. Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, in return, he says, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَّجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. The son said, O my father, do what you are being commanded. Allah willing, it is soon that you will find me patient. Yani you will find me patient. You will not find me crying and arguing over this. I will be patient for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So then what happens in Tafsir al-Khazin, it's mentioned that Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he says to Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, that oh my beloved father, before you sacrifice me, what you need to do is tie me with a string, with a rope. And why? Because I don't want my hands to be you know, at that time when I'm being slaughtered out of pain, I don't want to be making any move. And then he says, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that I don't want my blood to be splattered on your clothes, so therefore tie my hands and my feet as well. And then also put, make me blindfolded, because I do not want to look at you, and maybe you will look at me as well, and then you know you might not do the qurbani that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded you to do. So Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he has given this tasalli. He has given this to his father, that you will not find me say anything. I will be patient in the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Take my qamis and give it to my mother so that she can find solace and sabr from this as well. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he says in reply, O my son, Allah Azza wa Jal ke hukum par amal karne mein mere kaise umda madadgar sabit ho rahe ho. That you know, you are assisting me in such a beautiful manner to fulfill the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was laid onto the ground, and then what happened is that he tried to move the knife on his throat, but Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal sent Dumba, you know, an animal. Dumba is like it's a sheep family. So it was sent from paradise to the world, and instead of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he sacrificed the animal. And then when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam opened his eyes, he was shocked to see that there was an animal under his knife, and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was sat next to him. So Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he opened his eyes and he saw the animal, he says, La ilaha illallahu, Wallahu Akbar. And Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. Subhanallah. Now, this sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was only for them. The dream of a prophet is a form of wahi, and it is the truth that he sees in the dream. Now, if any other father in the world now sees a dream that he is sacrificing his son, then that dream will not be acted upon. But subhanallah azza wa jal, this is what you call takbir tashriq, is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And the method of takbir tashriq and some of the rulings have been written in one of the booklets that Amir al-Sunnah has written, Namaz-e-Eid ka tariqa, the method of Eid Salah is available in English, in Urdu, in many, many other different languages as well. So please, I do request you to have that book, The Method of Eid Salah. It's just not a method of how to offer your Eid Salah. It's a complete guide as to how we should be on Eid day as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Now, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was so obedient to his father. He could have turned around and said that, you know, Dad, you know, I'm the only son. Why are you going to sacrifice me? But what did he say? Satajiduni insha'allahu minas sabirin. That you will find me, that I will be patient. Subhanallah. So this is how he supported the dream of his father. And until the day of judgment, every Muslim that comes to this world, and inshallah Azzawajal will do qurbani on the 10th of Zilhijjah al-Haram, will be following sunnat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But here, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, there's a very important thing for us to remember, that Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he for him followed the command of his father. In return, he didn't say anything, he didn't argue with him, he didn't run away, because he knew the status of his father. And subhanallah, because he was also a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, qurbani, why do we do qurbani? What is it? Why do Muslims shed blood of an animal or sacrifice an animal every year? One of the reasons is to attain taqwa and to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is how we do the qurbani. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we follow the tradition of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and also this tradition was carried on by our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as Muslims we need to follow the sunnahs of our beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need to follow the sunnahs of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the only intention we should have when we do give qurbani is for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not so that, you know, I'm going to give the best bakra, I'm going to give the best sacrifice. In a sense, my sacrifice is going to be very expensive. I can show to people that, look, this is how much I've spent on my sacrifice. That is in the court of Allah, it's not money or the value of money that is accepted. It is the blood that is shed for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. There is a verse inside the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 37. The translation of Kanzul Iman, neither their flesh nor their blood ever reaches Allah. Yes, your piety reaches Him. So it's not the blood of the animal, it's not the meat of the animal that reaches Allah. It is your piety, it is your intention that reaches Allah Azza wa Jal. So we need to make sure that whenever we do qurbani, whenever we organize a sacrifice, then it is only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So tum apne Rab ke liye namaz padho, offer the salah for your Rab and give sacrifice or qurbani do, Suratul Kawthar. Now Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that the Hanafi ulama derived the ruling from this, that qurbani is wajib. And Hazrat Allama Sayyid Mahmood Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says is baat par muttafiq hai. The majority of the ulama is baat par muttafiq hai. They agree ke nahar se murad qurbaniyon ka zibah karna hai. That when the word nahar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, yeah, and the word nahar is what he means by qurbani. Or baaz ne wujub e qurbani par is ayat se istidlal kiya hai. And some of the scholars have taken out the ruling that qurbani is wajib. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Beautiful hadiths regarding qurbani. What does our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say regarding the qurbani? Let's take the first hadith. The first hadith, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, from Jami' Tirmizi, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions qurbani karne wale ko qurbani ke janwar ke har baal ke badle mein ek neki milti hai. That a person who sacrifices an animal for sacrifice, for every hair, Allah Azza wa Jal rewards that person with one good deed. In another hadith book, it says in Majam Kabir, jisne khush dili se talib sawab hokar qurbani ki, the one who gives qurbani with the intention of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, khush dili se, not because I've got to do it, I've got to spend this money, no, out of happiness, whoever does qurbani, wo atish jahannam se rok ho jayegi. That qurbani, that sacrifice he gives, will be a barrier between him and the fire of hell. Another hadith quoted in Sunan al-Kubra al-Bahaki, it says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ay Fatima, apni qurbani ke paas maujood raho, kyunki iske khoon ka pehla qatra girega, tumhare sare guna muaf kar diye jayenge." So he says, he's addressing his blessed daughter, Sayyida Tayyiba Tahira, Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that, "Oh Fatima, stay with your qurbani, because the first drop of blood that falls, it will be a means of your forgiveness of your sins." Now obviously, alhamdulillah, we know that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his family, companions, alhamdulillah, they're all destined to go to paradise. So here, we find that whenever we give qurbani, we stay with our qurbani and we try to be there if possible. So if you're giving qurbani overseas, and alhamdulillah, like many years, Dawat-e-Islami has been doing collective qurbani for the people overseas and even in Pakistan as well. And one of the reasons is that alhamdulillah, our qurbani is given in the best way and the best form under the guidance of alhamdulillah, Sharia compliant scholars. So that anything that happens, any qurbani that is given, alhamdulillah, the scholars will guide the people as well. In another hadith quoted in Jami' Tirmizi again, it says, "A person does not do any better deed on the days of qurbani than shedding blood of an animal." Ye qurbani qiyamat mein apne singon, baalon, khuron ke saath aayegi. Yani this qurbani will come on the day of judgment with his hooves, with his horns, and also with his hair as well. Qurbani ka khun zameen par girne se pehle اللہ کے ہاں قبول ہو جاتا ہے. Before the blood reaches to the ground, اللہ عز و جل accepts that. لہذا خوش دلی سے قربانی کرو. So the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says, therefore give قربانی in a good mood, in a happy mood. حضرت علامہ شیخ عبدالحق محدث دہلوی رحمت اللہ علیہ, he says قربانی اپنے کرنے والے کی نیکیوں کے پلے میں رکھی جائے گی. When you give قربانی, it will be put into the weighing on the weighing scale on the side of the good deeds, جس سے نیکیوں کا پلڑا باری ہو جائے گا. And because of that, the weighing scale on the good side will become more heavier. حضرت علامہ علی قاری رحمت اللہ علیہ, he says پھر اس کے لیے سواری بنے گی. It will become a means of transport for that person, جس کے ذریعے یہ شخص با آسانی پل صراط گزر جائے گا. That a person through this قربانی, he will cross the bridge of صراط, will ease. الحمدللہ عز و جل. اور اس جانور کا ہر عضو مالک کے ہر عضو کا فدیہ بنے گا. یعنی every part of this قربانی will become a means of forgiveness of sins of the owners, every part of his body as well. Subhanallah. So now we know that the qurbani that we give is not only to eat meat, that the qurbani we give is for the pleasure of Allah. It makes our sins forgive. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with that person. It will become a means of transport. It will become a barrier between us and the fire of hell. Now, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. So whenever we do qurbani, we do it enthusiastically. We do it with passion, with jazba, with love, and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, not doing the qurbani is a sin, in which, let me mention to you, in Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has quoted as been saying, jis shakhs mein qurbani karne ki wusaat ho, a person who has the means, the necessary, and then he can perform the qurbani, phir bhi wo qurbani na kare, but he still does not give qurbani, تو وہ ہماری عیدگاہ کے قریب نہ آئے. That person should not come close to our place of Eid. You know, so that is a very very stark warning for those people who don't give their qurbani. People don't know the rulings of qurbani. So that's why it's important to educate ourselves. We need to understand these rulings. We need to know these rulings. How do we distribute the qurbani? How do we give qurbani? Where do we give the qurbani? All of these are things that we need to understand and learn. Now, these people, they have the means, but they still don't do qurbani. Awwal, these people will be in loss because they have been deprived from acting upon this beautiful sunnah and a chance to earn rewards and to save themselves from the fire of hell. Neez qurbani ke ameer ka andaza is baat se lagaya ja sakta hai that from this that we can understand the importance of qurbani. Agar qurbani wajib ho lekin paise nahi, to karz lekar qurbani kare. You have to take a loan and to buy the qurbani and to give that as well. Now it doesn't mean that I don't have the money so that I don't have to give qurbani. We've got cars maybe parked outside our house that's worth thousands. Yeah, we'll have so many unwanted items at home that we don't need, show pieces, you know, wardrobes and all things, TVs and screens and all these kind of stuff. And we don't really need them. You know, they're more than our necessity. But then what will happen? I don't have money. But if qurbani is wajib upon you and you don't have money at that time, then what will happen? You have to borrow money from someone to give qurbani as well. And then it says, jis shakhs par shari usoolon ke mutabiq qurbani wajib hai. If qurbani is wajib upon that person according to the rulings of sharia, us par qurbani se mutalliq masail seekhna bhi lazmi hai. Then it's important that we learn the rulings of qurbani as well. Now, today's day and age, yes, we've got enough time to spend on social media. We've got enough time to stay with our friends. We've got plenty of time to cruise with our mates and our boys. The only time we don't get is to learn and to understand our deen. Yes, alhamdulillah, I'll spend money here, there and everywhere. I'll spend money on holidays. I'll spend money buying, you know, useless things that don't benefit me or my deen or my hereafter. But when it comes to qurbani, we shy off and we say we don't get money. You know, paise hi kodi, qurbani kis raha diya? But we spend loads of money on other stuff as well. Now, this is a society that we are living in. And it's very important that we try to change our fault. So it's very important. You can't just say, it's not my fault, I don't have the money. Yes, Islam is not strict. If you don't have money, you can borrow money from someone. That's only if qurbani is wajib. If it's not wajib upon you, then you don't have to give qurbani. But if it's wajib, you don't have the means at that time to give, you know, to buy a qurbani, then you have to take a loan from someone as well. And there's another beautiful booklet, High Bold Horse Rider, Ablag Ghore Suwar. Try to read that as well. Inshallah, Azul is full of rulings of qurbani and other important knowledge that inshallah we can learn from in the qurbani as well. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, in that booklet, Pie Bold Horse Rider, he mentions, qurbani ka gosht khud bhi kha sakta hai, dusre shakhs maldar ya fakir ko de sakta hai. So the meat of qurbani, you can eat yourself and you can give it to others as well. And then the sunnah tariqa that we hear from the scholars, or the mustahab action, is that we should divide it into three. One for ourselves, our family, ourselves, one for our relatives, our friends, and then one part, one hissa, should be for those people who are in need as well. Now this is according to Fatawa Razviya Sharif, subhanallah. So it's another opportunity for us, so that alhamdulillah, we are, you know, we gain blessings from that as well. Now a question poses that, should we give our qurbani to non-Muslims? And the fatwa that was given was, inhe qurbani ka gosht dene ki shari ijazat nahi. There is no shari permissibility to give the meat to those people who are not Muslims. So inshallah, there's so many beautiful things that we've learned today, alhamdulillah. Now again, you know, if you think that you want to give the whole qurbani away to the people in need, then obviously that is up to you, you can do that as well. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko khanon mein sabse zyada gosht pasand tha. So meat is one of the most beloved food of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So alhamdulillah, when you do give qurbani, you get the opportunity to act upon this beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now many other benefits, health benefits of eating meat as well, but obviously we do understand that too much of everything is not good. That could be anything. Food too much is not good. But alhamdulillah, where there are many other blessings of giving qurbani, there are alhamdulillah health benefits of eating the meat of the qurbani as well. Now obviously, like I said, if you eat too much, if you know, if it's more than you know what you need, or if it's you know, too much of everything, that will obviously cause harm as well. Now again, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, whenever we give qurbani, we should all understand and realize that qurbani is for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, and not to seek pleasure in people, not to seek pleasure in people, because we can never ever fulfill the demands of people as well. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, as always, Dawat Islami alhamdulillah for the last few years has been giving qurbani collectively. So if you are watching this program and you have given your qurbani to Dawat Islami, then inshallah azawajal, your qurbani, you know, rest assured that your qurbani will be given to the rulings of Shariat and under the guidance of the scholars as well. Now alhamdulillah azawajal, many people that are going to give qurbani, you know, in Pakistan, in India, in Bangladesh, or in the Muslim countries, people buy the animal and they want to take care of the animal, they will raise it up as well. I know people who buy an animal, you know, when it's small. Why? Because when it gets big, they will give sacrifice. So alhamdulillah, every day that you are looking after the animal, because it's your qurbani, inshallah you're going to be rewarded as well. Now the only problem here in the UK is, if you do give qurbani, basically you'll have to give an order. And as far as I know, you have to give an order and they deliver the meat to you. Yeah, so that's your qurbani. Even that, you know, the scholars alhamdulillah have mentioned that you know, if qurbani is farz upon you, then you know, this is an opportunity to share your meat, to share your food with other people who are in need as well. And remember, alhamdulillah, whenever you sacrifice the qurbani, always ask yourself, why am I sacrificing this animal? You know, you're not just sacrificing an animal. Sacrifice your desires, sacrifice your nafs, sacrifice your greed, and then try to, you know, when you are thinking of putting the knife on the animal's throat, just think to yourself that I am killing my own ego. I am killing my own nafs. I'm killing the shaitan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. This way, we will fulfill the whole needs of Qurbani. And once inshallah Azza wa Jal, we have that in our mind that Qurbani is not just to eat meat or to give meat to people. Qurbani is basically a way that we get close to our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Every ibadat that we do, be it salah, be it Qurbani, be it fasting in the month of Ramadan, or be it fasting Nawafil in the other months as well, and also to perform Hajj, to give in charity. Remember, everything is only done for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's done so that we can gain the blessing, we can gain that blessing, we can get close to our Rabb Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal, will forgive us as well. Now there are many, many other things that happen during the Qurbani. People will buy an animal just to show off. And you've seen that on the screens as well. Oh, I bought this bera, janab, I bought this animal, bull, you know, and it's cost me 5 lakh rupees in Pakistan. Why are you telling others for? You know, if you paid for that, alhamdulillah, you don't need to tell anyone how much you paid. You know, just make dua that is accepted in the court of Allah. If you buy an animal for 5 lakh rupees and that's just to show off in front of people that I've got so much money and I could buy the best animal, you bought the best animal, but that sacrifice will not be accepted because it was not for the pleasure of Allah, it was just to boast. It was just to tell other people as well. And then when you do buy a Qurbani, make sure you take care of it. If you are in the subcontinent, you're going there, you're going to spend your Qurbani, make sure you take care of it as well. Most of you who are watching, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami, like I mentioned before, those collective Qurbanis in Pakistan, if you need to have your Qurbani done, then please meet one of the Zimmedar Islami brothers or the sisters. They'll collect the money, they'll collect the names, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, your Qurbani will be given under the supervision of scholars in the mahal of Dawat Islami, the environment of Dawat Islami, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And also, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will gain the rewards as well. What does Dawat Islami benefit from the Qurbani? Dawat Islami benefits with the skin that is going to be sold, and whatever money, alhamdulillah, we get from that will be spent on the works of Dawat Islami. So indirectly, you are doing a Qurbani with Dawat Islami, but you're also supporting Dawat Islami's religious works as well. Let me just tell you about the religious works of Dawat Islami. You know, so if you give Qurbani, inshallah, that will be given in your name. You know, you'll please your Rabb Azza wa Jal, you've done your duty, the wajib is on you, lifted from you. But now what you're doing is by giving us permission from the meat, for especially the skin, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you are also supporting the works of Dawat Islami as well. So please, I want to take this opportunity to reach out to you that if you wish to give your Qurbani, give to Dawat Islami, and inshallah we can do the religious works as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins and the sins of our parents and all the Muslims. And inshallah, I hope we can do the Qurbani according to the Shariat and according to the methods that are written within the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith. And also, may we find taqwa and that fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in our hearts. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyir Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik.